For about 20 years, there was a cannon out in front of the West Windsor Town Hall. For some West Windsorites, it was a reminder of the town's rich history in establishing Vermont's statehood, while others saw it as a symbol of the small village's long-standing friction with the larger town of Windsor, the cannon defiantly pointing east. But as Vermont Public's Howard Weiss Tisman found out, the cannon was all and none of the above.
I want her to get to the bottom of the mystery surrounding West Windsor's cannon, so I ask Zoning Administrator Deb Shearer to unlock the cabinet that holds the town select board minutes.
Do you see? This is 95. This is to 2000. This is to 05.
The previous owner of the cannon died at the end of 2003, and so after thumbing through the select board minutes, Shearer gets to a meeting from December 29th of that year.
It says, Danny Knowles, since his recent death, the family of Danny Knowles approached Jim Kenyon to see if the town would like to have his antique cannon used annually during the 4th of July celebrations. The board accepted Danny Knowles' cannon as a gift to the town from his family.
Shearer moved to town about 30 years ago, just before Knowles died, and she says for her, the cannon has always been a part of West Windsor's identity.
Like, my memory is it was outside of the town hall. I always remember it being there, and I remember the kids playing on it. I never even gave it a thought. I just thought it was a West Windsor cannon.
Danny Knowles owned an automotive garage right along the main drag in West Windsor, and every year when the town held its 4th of July parade, Knowles would shoot off the cannon. Amy Yates grew up in West Windsor, and she says as a kid, the booming cannon was as much a part of the town's Independence Day festivities as the parade and fireworks.
The parade would finish, and Danny would load it up. Boom. That was very cool.
No one ever asked Knowles where he got the cannon. And after he died, and the cannon was moved to the front of Town Hall, the town put up a plaque honoring Knowles and the, quote, West Windsor 4th of July cannon. As far as anyone can remember, the town never shot it off after Knowles died. And a few years ago, the select board started talking about moving it off of the town hall lawn. Some residents didn't like having a symbol of war in the center of town. The carriage base was also deteriorating, and the town didn't want to invest money in it. Select Board Chairman Mark Higgins says when the board put it on the agenda one night, they heard about what the cannon meant to the people of West Windsor.
It was actually a bit of a kerfluffle in town when we were announcing we were thinking of removing it from the town hall. And people came down to speak on the issue, and they had always, I remember one gentleman in particular saying he'd always enjoyed that it showed the defiance of West Windsor to Windsor because it points up the road to Windsor.
The cannon was eventually moved to behind the town garage, and town officials started getting some calls from people who were interested in buying it. So they did a little research. Just before Danny Knowles died, he tried selling the cannon, and he had a deal that apparently fell through to sell it to a town in central Massachusetts. Knowles was a former Hamden, Massachusetts policeman, and he told a newspaper reporter at the time that while chasing a suspect through the woods, he tripped over a piece of metal sticking up out of the ground. Knowles returned to the spot later, he's quoted as saying, and without talking to the landowner, the Massachusetts cop dug up the cannon and hauled it away. When he moved to West Windsor in 1980, he took his cannon with him and started shooting it off on the 4th of July.
You know, in my head, he's got a tow truck in the middle of the night, and he's just grabbing this lump of metal that he kicked his foot on when he's chasing some guy. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's a different story for how he got it, but, you know, it shouldn't be here is the conclusion.
On top of all that, a group of users on a military weapon website surmised that the cannon was most likely built in Sweden in the late 1600s and was probably used on a Swedish naval ship protecting cargo. So, Higgins says, no connection to West Windsor or Vermont or U.S. history. And all of the shared memories and assumptions and connections to the West Windsor cannon are nothing more than a puff of smoke on a warm July night.
it was like, this is a symbol of our community and you shouldn't be moving it. And to come to find out that, it's just something somebody stole and stuck on the front lawn of the town hall, basically.
Higgins says the board didn't think it was a good idea to sell the cannon since they never really owned it in the first place. So they called the town of Hamden, Massachusetts, who sent a road crew up to Vermont last month to haul the cannon back to where it may or may not have come from. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in West Windsor.